Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A warm and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv sees clear skies, while light breezes cool Jerusalem. Eilat basks in sunshine, making for a pleasant day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet News reports just an hour ago that former President Trump says he suspended bombing Iran for 2 weeks. Tehran has agreed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Also, France 24 brings word from earlier today. Trump warns a whole civilization will die tonight if a deal with Iran isn't reached. Also this hour. The forward details that an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul earlier today. Separately, Jewish groups have condemned Trump's threats. The Jewish Council for Public Affairs expressed concern earlier that such rhetoric is dangerous. And finally, Axie AOs highlights that Trump's threats regarding Iran raise moral stakes for military members. This report came in earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Elena Jacobi, a political analyst, posted less than an hour ago that Iran accepted Trump's proposal. The New York Times reports this as a victory for the U.S. and Israel's pressure campaign. Aviva Klompas, an international affairs commentator, posted minutes ago that Iran's foreign minister says they will halt attacks if the U.S. stops theirs. Safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz is a part of the agreement. Avi Kanner, a former deputy mayor of New York City, congratulated Trump just minutes ago. He advises the Iranian regime to prepare for the 2-week deadline. Now for more on those stories, starting with reports from Ynet News. Former President Trump agreed to pause U.S. military actions against Iran. In return, Tehran will reopen the crucial Strait of Hormuz. This move aims to ease tensions and perhaps foster a broader agreement. The reopening of the strait is vital for global oil shipments. Turning to the heightened rhetoric reported by France 24, Trump has issued a dire warning to Iran, threatening severe consequences. This comes against the backdrop of stalled negotiations. Such statements have intensified global diplomatic pressure on Tehran. Meanwhile, in Istanbul, The Forward reports that local police thwarted an attack outside the Israeli consulate earlier today. The incident resulted in one fatality and heightened security measures around diplomatic sites. This underscores ongoing tensions in the region. In a related development, Jewish groups voiced alarm over Trump's threats, as covered by JTA. The Jewish Council for Public Affairs highlighted historical concerns with such language. This adds a moral dimension to the current geopolitical crisis. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom reports that the Strait of Hormuz's closure highlights global food security fragility. The strait is a major artery for oil, impacting energy prices worldwide. Separately, Globes announces Link Security's successful $50 million funding round. The company aims to revolutionize identity governance with its new AI agent, Lynx Autopilot. And finally, Haaretz Business reveals that the IDF's AI infrastructure, initially developed in Gaza, is now operational in Iran and Lebanon. This development showcases Israel's technological advancements in defense. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.